There were once two beggars sitting on a park bench, lamenting their fate. Neither had any money. Both had to beg in order to get a meal. But there was one difference between these two individuals. One of these men had always been a pauper, while the other once had been very wealthy and had tasted what life was in that vein. The bitterness, the pain of the formerly wealthy man was infinitely greater than the man who was always poor and who had never tasted what it was like to live life in another way. This kina that we're about to read contrasts the ups and downs, Betzeitzi Mimitzrayim, Betzeitzi Mirushalayim, the highs and the lows that our people have experienced, the highs of leaving Mitzrayim, the joy, the excitement, the anticipation for receiving the Torah, and our tragic exodus from Yerushalayim, where we hit an all-time low, feeling dejected, lost, alone, back and forth, Betzeitzi Mimitzrayim, Betzeitzi Mirushalayim. This is the story of our history. Moments of tremendous highs, of ha'aras panim, feeling Hashem's presence in our lives, and moments of unthinkable lows, feeling the hester panim and not knowing where Hashem has gone. Last night we read in Eicha, Hisbiani b'mromim hirvani la'ana, that he has filled me with bitterness and he has sated me with wormwood. And the Medrash tells us that that b'mromim refers to the mar that we eat on the night of the Pesach Seder. And the wormwood that we're talking about is referring to the bitterness that we taste this morning. We know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the night of the week of the Pesach Seder, the first night of Pesach, is the same night, the same day of Tisha B'Av. What's the connection between these 2 days? This highlights to us that we're not sitting here like the beggar who never experienced wealth. We know what we're missing. We were there once. We left Mitzrayim. We were able to experience what freedom, what Geula is supposed to be. We sit on our proverbial park bench. We remember the sweetness of the freedom, the redemption, and now we feel even emptier being left with this wormwood. This year, due to Shabbos, we didn't have our normal Surah Masechet, but the Blujiver Rebbe used to sit when he would have his Surah Masechet and he would take his bread, he would take his egg, he would take some ashes, and he took one additional item. He would take a piece of his afikoman from the Pesach Seder. Because when he sat there, he wanted to remind himself that even at our lowest moments, we need to remember that taste of freedom. The smach, when explaining the mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Utzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem, tells us that the same way that there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem, who created this world, who controls everything around us, the same way there's a mitzvah to be have emunah in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's the foundation of everything that we believe, that same mitzvah is to believe in the coming Yeshua, that when we are asked after we leave this world, after 120 years, God willing, when we're asked, Tipisa li Yeshua, where does that commandment come from? Where do we know that we're supposed to be Mitzapi li Yeshua? We know it from Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because the same way that we know in our past that Hashem has come to save the day and to take us out of terrible despair, we believe and we emphasize this morning that there is not just belief in Hashem creating the world, and not just belief in the fact that He came to save us from Mitzrayim, but there's also a belief, and we emphasize this morning, that we believe that there's a third component. Not just B'tzeisi Mitzrayim, not just B'tzeisi Mirushalayim, but God willing, we say at the end of the kina, B'shuvi Lirushalayim. Eish tu kad bekir bivah zalibi.